Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Hey, the fifth daf here in Maseches Chala, and we are on Dalam Abeis, right in the middle, Rabbi Yoshua Daroma Boy. Rabbi Yoshua Daroma asked the following. So if you remember, on Hey Amad Aleph, we made a chilek within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, in terms of Tziruf, meaning if items. We learned in the Mishnah that different grades are mitzuref to each other, and therefore they will create the chiv of challah. So Rabbi Yochanan said, well, it depends. So Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a concept of isurin mevatlin zedzet. That was Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish said, Isurin are mevatel each other, and that's the pigle and the noser together, and Biochanan says they're not mevatel each other, right? They coexist, right? Because there's no clash. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Isurim exist beforehand, and then they're combined, then lo bitlu zezes. The Gemara made a chilek by chala. If there are doughs that are already mechuyiv and chala, and they're combined, then they're not mevatel zezes. But if they're chayev yet, they just combined before the belila, so then they are mevatel zetzeh, because that's why everybody would agree that the tziruf is only derabbanan. When the Gemara asked on Amud Aleph, ma'u sheyilku al chalas and devar Torah, and the Gemara said, Reish Lakish would say it's derabbanan because mevatlin zetzeh, and the Gemara tried to say, that would be only be Reish Lakish. The Gemara said, no. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to that, because Rabbi Yochanan says that lo bitlu zezeh, only if they already have the status before they are combined. But if they don't have a certain status of Isser, then they're not Usser yet. If they're not Usser yet, then they can be Mevatel zezeh. Isser ain't on Mevatel zezeh, but here they're not Mevutel yet. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Yeshua asks the following case. Again, his question is going to assume not like what we just said, and the Gemara then is going to clarify, and then said, okay, the question is about the Maskana. So let's see. Rabbi Yeshua Jerome, my boy. Asa Isa b'chamesha saminim. If somebody makes a dough, combining the five grains that we know are mitztarif to each other, and the Gemara assumes now that it is chayiv in challah, as we'll see that, no, one second, didn't we say that they are all mevatel zedzeh, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and then it's only going to be chayiv derabanan, but that's going to be the maskana. But before that, the question first assumes the other way, that let's say you made an isa with the five grades, and now it's chayiv in challah. And then what happens? You take a little bit of each of those, and you combine it with five other doughs that you made, each one wheat, one barley, one oats, one spelt, one rye, and each of those have the shear. Each of those do not have the shear, right? And each of those are not Tevel Daraisa, right? The Mara Folda says, Mikol Min La'atzmo, V'isos Halolo Shein Hashnios Isa mi minecharai shelo asa mikolavin rapachos mikashir. So you have one dough that you combine with all of the grains, and the Gemara assumes that's chayiv in challah because you combine them all, and there's enough tziruf to have the minimum shear. And then you have five little doughs that you made each with one of the types, and then you took a little bit of the main dough of the first dough, and you mixed it into each of them. So let's say you take a little bit of the main dough. So in that little bit, so you have all five of the grains. The Gemara is going to ask, there's some chitim in there. Is that chita going to be mevutal if you put it in the chitim dough? And is the seorim shabo going to be mevutal if you put it in the seorim mixture? The irvan, chitim shabo, ma'o shi'evatlu, chitim shabo. U seorim shabo, ma'o shi'evatlu, seorim shabo. The Mefarshim do point out, like, l'may nafkamina, if it's mevatal, the chitim part of it, well, because that's going to make it not take away the shear of challah. Because now, again, you have the original dough that is chayiv and challah midaraisa because it's combined and there's enough of a shear. Now we're asking, could you knock out part of that? Maybe, but either way, the Gemara is going to reject it for a different reason. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? That you're wondering about whether the five doughs that do not have the shear of challah, they're not tevel daraisa. Are they going to be mevatel, the original one that is chayiv? But even the original one is not chayiv. That's what we said in Amud Aleph. Amr Reb Chiya Bar Ada, Lo Kein Amr Reb Yosi. Didn't we just say in Amud Aleph, Shnei Dvarim Ravin Alechad Mevatlin also? If the things combine before they have the status of Isser, then everybody, even Reb Yochanan, agrees Mevatlin Zezeh. So what's the question? You must be missing a step in the question. So the Gemara says, you're right. The following is the question. Lo tzircha dala, you need it only in the following case. Asa chamesh isios me chamisha minim. Now this is what you did. You made five different doughs from the five minim. Each of them are chayiv and tavel. You made a whole dough of wheat, and a whole dough of barley, and a whole dough of oats, a whole dough of rye, whole dough of spelt. You have each of those five that are all chayiv and chal daraisa. And then the irvan. And then you mixed all of them together. So you have five doughs that were chayiv and challah, and now they're mixed together. So that's parallel. This is parallel to the Amar Aleph case about the pickle and the nosa that were already usur, and then you combine them. So you have these five doughs, and then you mix them together. V'chazar v'asa chamesh isios mechamisha, and then you made, now we get to the case like we said before, then you made five doughs, each less than the shear, one wheat, one spelt, one oats, mechamisha, v'lo irvan, you didn't mix them, you made them five separately, and then you mixed the small piece of the first one, right, which is chayev, right? Those were all, that's a big dough, right? You had five doughs that were chayev, and then you mixed it all together. Now you're going to take a little bit of that, which is already chayev and chal daraisa, and you put it into this wheat one, you put it into this barley one. Chitin, so that's the question. Chitin, shakan, maoshi yivatlu chitin, shakan, fasarim shakan, maoshi yivatlu, sarim shakan. So that's the question. Does the chitim shebo in the new dough that's pachos bikashir, is that mavatel the chitim in the mixture that had been chayiv? So the Gemara has that question, and we don't answer it. We don't answer that question, but that's a question on the chilik that was made within Rabbi Yochanan on Amud Aleph. Okay, so that finishes up our discussion of tziruf, and we'll have to get back to it later in the Mesakta Lamaisa, when we talk about kli being mitzaref and a cover being mitzaref. This is just about, are the doughs themselves mitzaref to each other? And what did we say, Lamaskana? We said that they're not, you're not loked dvar Torah on the, according to the Gemara here, because when they combine, they are not chayev, and not, they don't create a chayev da'oraisa. And we will see what we paskin at a later date. Right now, that was just the Gemara. Okay, so the next line of the Mishnah had said, va'asurin b'chadash milefnei ha-pesach, that all of these grains are asur mishum chadash. So we know the all grains that take root after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach, one has to wait till the following second day of Pesach to be able to eat it. Or else that's chadash, that's an iser da'oraisa, and one has to wait for it to become yashan. So the Gemara says, really, there are two gersos, there are two versions. One like our Mishnah, and one not like. V'asurim b'chadash b'lefnei ha-Pesach, is tani tani milefnei ha-Pesach. One has the lashon like we have before Pesach, is tani tani milefnei ha-Omer. One says, no, before the Karbon HaOmer is brought. The question is it the morning? Is it the morning that's matir, or is it the Karbon itself? So, man da'amar milefnei ha-Pesach, b'sayel Rabbi Yochanan. According to the one who says, milefnei ha-Pesach, right, which is the language of our Mishnah says, milefnei ha-Pesach, that's like Rabbi Yochanan that we'll see. Man da'amar milefnei ha-Omer, b'sayel Chizkiyah. The one who says, before the Omer, the Karbon Omer, that supports Chizkiyah. Because the following, the Amar Biona Bishem Chizkiyah. Rabbi Yonah says in the name of Chizkiyah, Bishas HaKarban, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's Shas HaKarban, so then HaKarban Matir. Then the Karban is Matir the Chadash. Shalom Bishas HaKarban HaYom Matir, but Bizman HaZeh, well, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then the Yom is Matir. So you see, Chizkiyah goes by the Karban. And that's why the Lashon of Mant Amar Milefnei HaOmer, that fits into Chizkiyah, that the carbon is matir. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Chizkiyah, different version of Chizkiyah, b'shas ha-carbon, a-carbon matir. Like we said, b'shas ha-carbon, the carbon is matir. Modi Chizkiyah, shalo b'shas ha-carbon, hayom matir. Right, Rabbi Chizkiyah admits that when it's shalom b'shas ha-karban, that the yom is matir. Sounds like the same thing. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yonah, the name of Chizkiyah. So the Pnei Moshe says, the only difference is, did Chizkiyah say the second half beferish? That's the only difference. For Rabbi Yosi ka'amar, delo amar Chizkiyah behed yila travayu. Rabbi Yosi just notes that Chizkiyah did not say both halves of the statement. Ela iu ka'amar b'shas ha-karban ha-karban matir v'sulo. He just said, b'zvan ha-mikdash, the karban is matir. The first half. V'yanan memelo shaminan, and we, the Gemara, we said, oh, okay, it must be then that if it's shelo b'shas ha-karban, the yom is matir. It says, the Pnei Moshe, v'ein bein Rabbi Yonah l'Rabbi Yosi el shinui halashon ba'alma. The only difference is, shini lasha, whether he said it b'feir or not, but there's no difference in There's no difference in Shita. So that is Chizkiah. Chizkiah basically said the carbon is matir. Right? You have to bring the carbon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein B'shas HaKarbon, Bein Shlo B'shas HaKarbon, Hayom Matir. Wow, Rabbi Yochanan says the Yom is matir, even Bizman HaMikdash, it's really the Yom that is matir. And that's the Girsa of Tani Milefnei Pesach. What yom? So lechora doesn't say anything about Nates. Lechora would be Amud Hashachar, right? Let's say according to Chizkiah, even Shelo B'Shas HaKarbon, right? It'll be Amud Hashachar. Meaning we know there's a major machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, as it's known as machlokas Magen Avraham and the Gra, about when the day starts in terms of Shos Vanios. Right? We know b'di'eved, we know many mitzvahs hayom. If you do it after Amud Hashachar, so then that is okay, but the Evan, maybe Lachachil, you have to do it after Nates. But when we split up the 12 day, the 12 equal parts, shows manios, which sometimes have longer than 60 minutes, sometimes shorter than 60 minutes, what do you split up at the 12? The Vilna Gaon says, the Gra says, from sunrise to sunset, from Zrichas HaShemesh, from Nates HaChama, until Shkia. While the Magen Avraham says, no, it's a larger chunk, it's from Amud HaShachar until Tzeis. And the Minhag HaOlam is like the Gra, right? And that's why the Gra, let's say Sov Zman, Kriya Shema, Sov Zman Tefillah, generally, I think the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, it's as if a bas kol went out from Shemayim and said the halacha is like the Gra. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Gra, and therefore the Gra always has later Zmanim. Whereas later Zmanim for Sov Zman Kriya Shema and Sov Zman Tefillah. Some are Makbid on Erev Pesach to go by the Magen Avraham Zmanim, but that's generally, again, there's many Rishonim that try to, that tip off the Achronim in terms of what they hold. Interesting, mention one source. Interesting, Tosfos in beginning of Shas. Tosfos in Brachos of Gimel. Remember the Gemara talks about the Mishmaros of the night. The Mishmaros of the night, how many Mishmaros there are. And the Gemara says, how do you know the Mishmaros? The Gemara gives Simanim. Simanim, how do you know when the Mishmaros are? And the Gemara says, what do you care? What difference does it make when the Mishmaros are? So the Gemara says, you know, if somebody is in a dark house and you don't know when Zman Kriya Shema is, if you know when these things happen, the dog's barking, a husband and wife talking to each other, the Gemara says, Lamikri Kriya Shema, Laman Dagani Bebeis Afel. If you're in a dark house, below Yada Zman Kriya Shema, you don't know when Zman Kriya Shema is, Amas. Kiva the Isha Masaparis and Baila. Vitinok Yode Mishde Ibo, a husband and wife talk to each other, a child starts nursing, Lake Malikri, so then you know it's time to get up, you know when Zman Kriya Shema is. So Tosfos there asks, Vim Tomar, don't you need Misha Yakir? Valor Blazer Boya Chiyakim and Chilas Lakarsi Bakriash Rasha Shakris for Yeshlomar Mikomakom. No, but you work once you know this time, then you can know the later times. Kiva the Yada Masa Yale Murashachar. Once you know when Amud HaShachar is, so, oh, Amud HaShachar. Sounds like the Magen Avraham, right? That's how you know when the Zmanim start. So that's what some of them are daik in that Tosfos, like the Magen Avraham. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this discussion, the Rambam when he talks about this sheet, the Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, so in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, the Rambam talks about the Isra of Chadash. In Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, the Rambam says here, Kol Yisurin Sha'amarnu Heim B'minei Nefesh Chaya. V'yesh Yisurim, everything that he's spoken about up until now, have been animal Yisurim. V'yesh Yisurim Achirim Shal Torah B'zera Ha'aretz. There are other Yisurim that have to do with grows from the ground. V'hein Achadash V'kilay Akerem V'ha'arla V'hatevel. The Rambam is so organized. Unbelievable. Right? Everything up until now were animal Yisurim. Up into the first 9 prakim. And then he says, there are other Yisurim of items that grow from the ground. And here are the four. Chodesh Kilaya Kerem, Arla, and Tevel. Right? Why only Kilaya Kerem? Because the other Kilayim are ushered to do, but not ushered to get benefit from afterwards. Kilaya Kerem is Pentiktash. It's ushered to get benefit from. So these four. Chodesh Ketzad. So what's the Yisur of Chodesh? The Rambam says, Kolech HaNechameshas Minei Tvua Bilvad. Only those 5 grains. Usher Lechol Me'achodesh Shelo. Konim Sheyikrav HaOmer. B'shisha asa b'nisan, the Rambam passes clearly, goes by the carbon, not by the day. Right? You have to wait until the carbon is brought. Shnei amar v'lecha v'kali v'charmel, lo sochlu. V'chala ochel kizayis chadash kodem hakravas ha'omer, lokim in ha'torah b'chal makom u'v'chal zman. If you eat from the omer before the carbon omer is brought, there's malchus everywhere, meaning everywhere in the world. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'fnei ha'bayis, bein shalom b'fnei ha'bayis. Ella, Shebizman sheish mikdash. It's just that when we have a base of mikdash, mishikrav haomer hutarachadash b'Yerushalayim. So when the Omer is brought, then everybody in Yerushalayim realizes it's brought. So the Chadash is mutar. And what about the far places? You don't know. It's definitely brought by then. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till the next day, right? Till the second day of Chol HaMoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's all Aser Min HaTorah. Ubizman Hazeh. Right, and even though the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Zake was Mesakin, the Gemara says right Shachav Darash Vehiskin Ubizman Azesh B'Mekomah Shoset Shnei Yamim Achadash Aser Kol Yom Shiva Aser B'Nisan Ad LaErev MiDivrei Sofrim. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that clearly. That's by the way in Hilchas in Sefer Kedusha. What does the Rambam put in Sefer Kedusha? The Rambam has Shchita, Machalas Asuros, and Isurei Bia. Right, those are the three that are put again with the Rambam reflecting his categorization genius. Like these aren't put together anywhere else. The Rambam created Sefer Kedusha by items that are usher to eat and relations that are usher to have. The Rambam, many might not be familiar with this, but the Rambam at the beginning of Sefer Mada discusses his 14 books that he created, and he discusses what the content of every book is, right? This is not read. It's in between. The Rambam at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvot has the Minyan HaKatzar, right? Has the short Sefer HaMitzvot where he lists off in one line every one of the Sefer HaMitzvot. And then right after that, before Sefer Mada starts, the Rambam has two pages, one page even. It's one page where he talks about each of the 14 books. And he talks about what I'm going to put in each one. And he says, obviously, Sefer Mada is first. The Rambam talks about what's the difference between Avodah and Karbanas. Sometimes like, oh, what's an Avodah, what's a Karbanas? The Rambam says, just look here, he explains it. Avodah is everything to do with Sibur. Sefer Karbanas is all about everything to do with Yachid. Right? Sefer Shmini, Echlo Bal Mitzvah Shein, Bebinyan HaMikdash, for Karbanas, Sibur, V'Tmidin. But if you look in Kedusha, the Rambam has a few lines. Sefer Chamishi, right? This is after, right? Mada Ava Zmanim Nashim. Echlo bo mitzvos shel bios asuros u mitzvos shel ma'achalas asuros. The Rambam says I'm putting those two together. Again, this is the Rambam's own invention. I'm going to put Bios Asuros and Machalos Asuros together. Why? Lefisha b'shnei inyanim ha'elu kidashtu amakom v'hivdilon min ha'umos. In these two areas, in what we eat and who we can marry, these are the areas that Hashem sanctified us and separated us from the goyim. Ba'arayus u'b'machalos asuros. Ubishneim Namar, but Avdil Eschimina Amim, Asher Evdalti Eschimina Amim, Vakrasi Shem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Kedusha. So you got to work this out because really, before we do every mitzvah, we say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, right? But there's something about Bios Asuros and Machalos Asuros that create and leave open the possibility for Kedusha. And in that, in Machalos Asuros, obviously, is the Rambam's formulation of Chadash. As we just saw, the Rambam paskins that you go by Karban. You don't go by Yom, you go by Karban. Good. So now the Gemara says, what are the source? Amar Reb Hila, time of Reb Yochanan. What's the source for Reb Yochanan? Why does Reb Yochanan say you go by the Yom? Ad etzem hayom hazeh. Because the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says in Emor, the lechem akali v'char melo sochlu, ad etzem hayom hazeh. The question is, you have to read the whole Pasuk. The first half of the Pasuk says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, and then it says, ad haviyachem es korban elokeichem, until you bring the carbon. So which phrase in the Pasuk do you focus on? Do you focus on the day, and it's the day of the carbon, or do you focus on the actual carbon? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ad etzem hayom hazeh, klomar melameid shayom matir. The day is matir. Yochal afilu b'shas ha-carbon. You might think, even b'shas ha-carbon, then you go by the day. Atam alomar, ad aviyachem zavar carbon alokechem. You have the next phrase. You have the day, the carbon. So yochal avam mamish, you might think that you have to actually bring the carbon. Atam alomar, ad etzem hayom hazeh. So what is it? So, right, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Right, you have these two phrases in the pasuk. So, ketzad, how do you put it all together? Tol mi bein tayim zman hava. What does that mean? That means you have to wait until the time that you can bring the karban, right? Which is when? After the time of Hakravas HaTamid. After the Hakravas HaTamid. So that's what the Pnei Moshe, Klomar. To lo bina dafka chi yikrav ha-carbon mamish, you don't need the actual carbon brought. Ela miyad, kshehigia, zman hava, mutter. When this manava comes, mutter. V'kamar, di'af b'shasa karban hayom matir. Even b'shasa karban, we have a base of Migdash, it's the yom that's matir. Hainu zvanava sa karban shel yom hu matir. Avar lo k'sheheir amizrach. Right, meaning it's not, right, when it starts getting light, it's a little bit later after this time to bring the carbon tamid, which has to be obviously the first and last, the poles of the carbonos. So even Rabbi Yochanan says it's not mamish the first light, like we said, but it's a little bit later. That's how he reads that's how he understands the second phrase of the pasuk. You look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Klomar, me'elu aksuvim yesh lecha lahotzi, dizman hava'a hu amatir. Hainu, yom tez zayim yishehir amizrach shukvar ro'ui lahava. Right, if you only had be'etzam ayom hazeh, havi mashba dimi urta shari. Maybe even the night before, he's saying. Maybe even the night before. Kamash malan, right, the way the Pnei Moshe says it, it's a little bit after the first light. Rav Chaim Kanievsky say, maybe this is just lafuki the night before. Kamash malan, ad v'yachem, dizman avahu mutar ve'ena omer karav ela bayom. So it's just lafuki the night before. But then the Gemara adds, again, we had a machlokes, chizkia, actual karban, Rabbi Yochanan, the time of the karban. Modi, Rabbi Yochanan, be'isser shu aser. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, though, that it's not totally mutter before the karban. What does that mean? It's still aser. What does it mean it's still aser? Isuro mahu. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, isuro dvar Torah. What does that mean? It's not, there's no losase. There's no losase anymore, but it's still daraisa, it's an iserase. It's still an iserase. Why? Because it still says, ad aviyachem, and, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ein hamikra yotzi midei pshuto. Right, the Gemara says we also have to deal with the pshat of the pasuk, and therefore there's still an iser aseh. The aseh says until you bring the karban. So even though Torah Shabbat Pet tells us that the iser from the beginning of the pasuk lo sochlu ad etzam hayom hazeh, the lo sochlu is going ad etzam hayom hazeh just to the day, but ad aviyachem adds an iser aseh. Wow, so it's still daraisa. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi, Travei Anamar Nisir Midavrayim. No, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's aser mutter midaraisa. Mutter midaraisa once you get this man hava. But it's an iser derabanan. Iser derabanan. The ad aviyachem, some of Farshim say, that's only, it's a mitzvah ben amuvchar. Mitzvah ben amuvchar, maybe to wait till the carbon is actually brought, but it's not required. Not required. Interesting. A mitzvah min hamuvchar. Do we have the katat of lechadchila on a da'oraisa level? That is a big discussion. The Ritva says numerous times, and the Tosfos, the second blind in Gittin, Tosfos in Gittin, Dav Gimel Amabes, Tosfos says, you never have a chilik bein lechadchilu b'di'evan. Never have a chilik lechadchilu b'di'evan when it comes to dinim da'oraisa. Dinim da'rabanan, the Rabbanan can say, do this lechadchila. The Ritva says it a number of times. I'll read you one Ritva. It's the one I like to quote. On Yud Aleph Amabes in Sukkah, the Gemara there talks about Hidr mitzvah and putting the minim together, and the Gemara there says that the Rabbanan hold that lechadchila we should do eged b'di'evad. If you didn't do eged, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says it's ma'akev. The Rabbanan say no, it's lechadchila. Says the Ritva there, it must be hidr mitzvah is a din d'rabbanan, because if it would be daraisa, then it would be ma'akev. Wow, that's the Ritva. In again, Sukkah Yidav Meis. Pirish. To lekala meibar de mitzvah lo ogdo lechadchila min haTorah. Ela di eved im lo ogdo kasher. De hakol bida oraisa lo shani la bein lechadchila bein bidi eved. That's the Ritva. Wow. Uparkinon, and the answer is mitzvah derabanan zekeli bien veyu. His elephant of mitzvahs. That's the Ritva. The shita that hider mitzvahs din derabanan. That it's against other rishonim that holds us daraisa and other rishonim that seem to say that we do have lechadchilas and bidi eveds when it comes to mitzvahs. You have to work that out because it seems to be examples. Right? Example in Yevamis. Yevamis. What about chalitza? So there is a machlok. Well, there are three parts of chalitza: taking off the shoe and spitting and reading the psukim. Everybody agrees that reading the psukim is not ma'akev, and that's a din daraisa. So how does the Ritva deal with that? Right? Everybody agrees that the taking off the shoe is ma'akev, and there's a machlokas tanam about the rakika. So there are examples of alachadchila. So here too, if according to this pshat, it could be that ad haviyachem is just alachadchila on a Torah level. So you have to know exactly what the Ritva means, and again, not all Rishonim might agree to that. We like to mention in this context the Tosfos in Nida on Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos there says there can't be a lachadchila b'di'evad when it comes to matirim. Mitzvahs maybe. Mitzvahs that can be a lachadchila b'di'evad, how you do a mitzvah. But if something is matir, You can't say, oh, lechadchila, it's matir this way, and b'diavad not, right? Tosfos there deals with, we know that when you go to the mikvah, you don't have to keep your mouth open. But your mouth has to be ra'ui l'bias mayim. Meaning if you have somebody has a chatzitza within their mouth, that's a problem. But once you remove the chatzitza, you don't need water to do it. So Tosfos says, maybe you should have to open your mouth and your eyes when you go into the mikvah. Right? That lechadchila, right? You should have to open your mouth. So Tosfos says, no, that can't be. Tosfos says, the ein svar, vim tomar, amaylo binan bias mayim lechadchila, bebeis astarim, kemo bila, vekriyas chalitza, ubikurim, v'yesh lomar, de ein svara gabe tfila. Shlo hekpida Torah ela shiyitar ha'adam. The Torah wants to be matir. Tor, ve'ein lomar de lechadchila liboy, tkir de beyevet tor, lechadchila nami loboy, v'talo tfila. Aval, bila, by mitzvahs, you can have. Bila, mixing up the carbon mincha. Umikra bikurim, v'chalitza, interesting, mitzvahs nidhu, hilkach lechadchila levin. So that's why Tosfos says, matirim, you definitely have the, by mitzvahs you have lechadchilas, but not by matirim. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yossi. So we have a machlokas here within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the day is matir, but it's still usser until you bring the carbon. Is that isser in isser d'araisa based on an isser asay, or is it an isser d'rabanan? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, mi leon d'rabanan misayin lei. The following rabbanan sound like that it is d'rabanan, as we'll see. Right, the following rabbis they support that it's only d'rabanan d'araisa. Titzanin taman because we learned in the Mishnah in Menachos. You can't bring carbonous mincha before the omer, right? Carbon mincha, bikurim, right? And bikurim means to wave them in the mikdash. Minchas behema, that's the carbon mincha that the nesachim that goes with every carbon behema, or minchas sota who brings the macho behema. Kodem la omer. You can't bring any of these before the omer. Vimhevi pasul, and if you brought them beforehand, it is Apostle. Vam Rabbi Yeshua, Jeroma, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Ami, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ella, Shlosha Sar V'Abba Asar V'Chamisha. So that's only if you bring it before. If you bring it way before, then these carbonates are going to be Apostle. Hashisha Asar, but if you bring it on the 16th, before the carbon, Avar V'Hevi Kasher. Then if you brought it once the time comes, so then it's Kasher B'Di'evit. Says the Gemara. If it's Asur D'Araisa at that time until you bring the carbon, in Tamar Yisur Dvar Torah he, there shouldn't be a difference. Lo Shani he Shlosha Asar, he Arba Asar, he Chamisha Asar, he Shisha Asar. Avrav Hevi Pasul. There shouldn't be any difference if it's an Issa D'Araisa to bring it until after the carbon is brought, then for sure it shouldn't make a difference. The fact that it makes a difference, and once you get to the time, so then it's going to be Kasha B'di'eved, so it must be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Must just be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Number one, va'od min hada, and also from the following, damar ebzi'ira, al yedei derav bar daitun debenoi derebchia rabba. Rav was the relative of the children of Rebchia rabba, and Rav was the relative, the bnei Rebchia. Chizkia was one of the sons of Rebchia, who savar dichvason, and he held like them. He held like them. In Tamar, Isura Dvar Torah, but if you say Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's an Issa Daraisa, Rav Bar Daite, the Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan held that it was Daraisa, so Rav, you could also say, holds like Rabbi Yochanan. We say that Rabbi Zira says that Rav holds like Chizkiya, his relative. What do you mean? But if it's Rav holds as Daraisa, if Rabbi Yochanan holds as Daraisa, then you don't have to be forced to say that Rav holds like Chizkiya, the Bnei Rabchiya. You can say he also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says it must be, that's another Raya, reflection that he holds it is Rabbanan. We've mentioned in the past, Rav Zhulti has a piece in the Mishnas Yavetz where he discusses that many diyukim in the Rambam, that the carbon ha'omer is not a carbon of Pesach. Even though it's brought on the second day of Pesach, it's not a carbon of Pesach. After all, we don't mention it in our Musaf. Why don't we mention it in Musaf? It's a special carbon. Why don't we mention it in the carbon Musaf of the day? See, he goes through rayas that show that it's a carbon of the 16th day of Nisan. Right? That's the diak. If you look in the Rambam in Tvidinu Musafin, where he talks all about this carbon, right? Just for example, he says, Perek Zion, right? Barashi Chadashim, Akivim Musaf Rosh Chodesh. He's talking here all about the different carbonates of the Tzibur, as we know, as we just learned in the Rambam. The Pesach, Makrivin Karban Musaf B'chol Yom, Miyom Rishon Ad Yom Shvi, B'Musaf So, Rav Shlomo, what does Rambam tell us the date? We know when Pesach is. So you know when the second day of Pesach is. On the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, you're makriv of this. So again, this among other Rambams. You can't build a shir based on this one Rambam, but there are many other indications that it's a karban of the second day of Pesach. It's a karban of the 16th of Nisan, not dafka Pesach, and there are nafkaminas in terms of which mishmaris get it, but that's an important, as we talk about the Omer, that's an important point to make as well. Okay, we will stop here.